Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity just to come and encourage one another and to understand the promise. There's many scholars that put together different things about how many promises are in the Bible. And we can hang on to those promises because they are written in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not like human promises that can be broken. And they say, well, the road to hell is filled with good intentions. We don't have to go to that hell because the promise that was made to us gives us victory over that if we'll only trust and believe. And if you've never made that decision to have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, that he stands at the door of our heart. And if we just would open up, he'll come in and sup with us. Oh, miraculously changed. Sometimes that happens, but sometimes it was like with me, it was slow. And I'm grateful for that. Or just drifted away. Every once in a while, I got to stop too and say, Lord, forgive me. I need to repent. I kind of lost sight of that promise. Come into my life again, Lord, and kind of just lord over me and help me through this with the grace and the love of your Holy Spirit. Because you said that I had to go to be with the Father, but I will send one greater than I, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who comes alongside. And he is alongside of every one of us here this morning, helping us with that promise of eternal life. Then he gave us another promise. He's coming again soon. There's just no doubt in my mind, the way the scriptures are lining up and the prophecies and the things that are going on in this world, that his return is very, very, very close. When? Don't know. We're not date setters, but we know it'll happen because he promised. He said so. I will return. Thank you, Father, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.